One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes.
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
You have your Bible. I'm preaching tonight on hindrances to the home. The devil has made a running attack on the American home in our generation, and he's done a good job of wrecking it. I never dreamed when God called me to preach that I'd ever see what I'm seeing now in the breaking of the homes and the dope addiction and the sin. Turn, please, first to chapter 11, the book of Luke. Luke 11. There'll be some very straight things said in the message tonight to the home. And they need to be said. And you'll be prayerful and you'll have a sweet spirit as we seek to protect the home and protect other people's homes. This chapter begins with the request to teach folks to pray. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Jesus is the greatest prayer teacher in all the world. He taught by example. He taught actually in word. And so in the 52nd verse of this chapter, he has some woes for some folks, and he said, woe unto you lawyers. Woe unto you lawyers. For ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, ye hindered. You know, I suppose if the Lord hadn't called me to preach, of course, what I'd have done, I don't know, but because I had no ambition. And I had no plans for the future, no prospects, and didn't care much. I mean, I was just drifting through life. But if I had two lives to live, and God didn't want both of them to preach, which, of course, if I had 1,000 lives, I'd be delighted if he'd call all of them to preach. And I wouldn't trade the calling for anything on the face of this earth, but I suppose one of the persons or one of the people or professions or callings that would challenge me would be to be a Christian lawyer and help people in trouble. I mean, to see a lawyer have the liberty to stand before the judge and plead the case for somebody. And I've had that privilege a number of times. I know that we were in the courthouse in Houston and I had the privilege of and pleading the case, and the evidence, of course, we'll be looking for is a genuine new birth and a brand new life in Christ Jesus. Somebody that trusts the Lord and has found the will of God. And I'll have no qualms in my conscience when I stand before the judge. And if the judge asks me why I think he'll never push dope or take dope, I'll say he's addicted now to the right thing. He's a Christian. And God's called him and revealed his will. But a lawyer has a great opportunity to help and to do good. But he said, you lawyers have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, you hindered. You hindered. You didn't let them get in. I won't preach on it tonight, but it'd be interesting to know what the key of knowledge is, wouldn't it? What is the key? I tell you what I believe it is. I believe the key, actually, is the Holy Spirit. You'll never know anything without the Holy Spirit. And brother, when the Holy Spirit's gone, you've lost your key to the book. And he's talking to a bunch of lawyers that because of their intelligence, they said, we don't need the Holy Spirit. So they took away the key. Therefore, they became hindrances and wouldn't let people in. You have the same access to the Holy Spirit I have. He can teach you just like he teaches me. And he's not taught me everything. A lot of things I've been a little slow about learning, but I mean what I know he taught me. And he is the key to the Word of God. And I'll say this, some of the most ignorant people I've ever known. I mean, so far as education's concerned and academic training, they were the best Bible scholars and the wisest people in the community. Greatest soul winners and the greatest blessing and the greatest citizens in the community. Turn to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15 and verse 22. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 18. Now you girls realize how important it is to memorize the books of the Bible, don't you? That's your first task. Then you'll be able to find the scriptures real easily. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18. I believe this will be the text for tonight. Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. He hindered us. Have you ever noticed that the devil can't stop you, but he can hinder you? He hadn't got the power to stop. He can hinder you. 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life. Why? That your prayers be not hindered. The wrong kind of home life will hinder your praying. That's what'll break up your family altar. You won't pray with your wife if you've been cussing her all day. If you've been fussing at her all day. The wife that rares and rants and screams and yells and lives by her silly nerves, she won't pray. Talked to somebody and they said, I'm a member of a household of 16 children. 16 children. Man called me and he said, more than a dozen children. And just one of them that I know of has gone astray. And they were brokenhearted. Precious old mother and daddy. They have 15 children, I think. And he said one of them has gone astray. They're not satisfied with 15 or 16 or 14 of them. They want every one of them to live. Amen?
Amen.
And Dad said, we're not able to do it and we live a long ways, but we'll drive her all the way. We'll drive her all the way if she'd be willing to come. And she's tangled up in sin. Now, the devil's going to hinder us. He's going to hinder you. He's going to hinder the home. He's going to hinder everything that's right and good. And I want to speak tonight on some of the hindrances in the work that I think could not block but slow down some of the ministries. I'd say there are two hindrances among the men of the enterprises. Number one, it's the man that will not, as the old timers used to say, tote his load. He's the man that'll show up late for work, quit early, goof around, and he's a hindrance. It'd be better for a man like that not to be around here. I believe everybody ought to move together, and we ought to hit the lick together. Now I'll tell you the next hindrance, and this may sound a little strange, and that's the man that gets there early, works late, goes harder, does more, but he chafes under the load. And he becomes self-righteous and critical. Those two fellows will hinder the work right there. And we have to be careful. The Bible said, lest there be in any of you a root of bitterness. And that root will ruin the fruit right there. What we do, we must do joyfully and gladly and willingly. We got to watch lest Satan hinder us in not having a continued right spirit. Now here's the thing. It's not the little short haul that gets it. It's not 2 or 3 days or 2 or 3 months. It's that long haul, boys. I mean, you got to stay with it over a period of years. Anybody can run. You know, I've said a lot of times, we got some people that remind me of cottontail rabbits. Now, they're nearly as fast as a jackrabbit, but not as long. In other words, if a cottontail rabbit doesn't make it to the hole in the first 100 yards, the dog's going to get him. But an old blue-side jackrabbit can hit that turn row. And if that dog doesn't catch him within 100 yards and he gets that second wind, he can run for 3 miles. Now, we need some blue sides in this work. I mean, we just don't need people that's going to just run a little piece, you know, and just knock up the dust and then play out. We're facing hindrances tonight in the home. And the number one hindrance would always have to be the leaders, starting with Brother Olaf, his spirit, his attitude, whether he's going to get old and cranky, murmur, complain, and begin to jab the workers and put them under pressure. Never be. It'll never be. I'll trust you to do right. And you'll get your job done without me looking or peeping or checking up on you. I trust you. I believe in you. Let me ask you this. If girls come and fail to get saved, who do you think would be the cause? Well, the devil, number one. But those of us who work here, I believe that God will give us the overcoming portion if we'll just be yielded to Him. And we can win just about every girl to Christ that comes to this home. I believe it's God's will for them to be one to Christ. Why did the Lord send them in here? Why did they come? You'd say, yeah, but they're rebellion. I know that. But, and what will stop their rebellion? The power of God. The power of God. I want you to bow your heads and pray with me a moment now. Our Heavenly Father, we're running up against old Satan tonight. And I plead the blood. I know that's one thing he can't get under without getting saved. And I pray in Jesus' name that tonight you'll just fix every heart and focus every mind and every attention on Jesus. Help us to know that we have more in him than anybody could have in the devil. And Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. We pray for that power tonight. And Lord, arrest the minds and hearts and lives and souls of all of our audience out in Radio Land and here in this service. And help us to know that it's God's will for every last one of us to overcome the hindrances of Satan and have complete victory in our lives. And Father, I'll praise thee for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible said, God, who at sundry time in divers manners spake in time past to the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he by himself purged our sins, sat down the majesty on high, the right hand of the majesty on high. Now then, Hebrews chapter 1, in those first few verses, tells us that Jesus, by himself, is able to get the job done, but he chooses human instrumentality. Had an experience, and the devil was working, of course, but the devil cannot win if we put our trust and faith in Christ. Now, this boy went out in the lighthouse, took him down there, came in, his loved ones brought him, sat back there with the long hair, and had to get him all trimmed up and took him down there. And he's pretty much of a leader, but he's a misleader. You know, there's a difference between a leader and a misleader. So he just looked like was not toeing the line, and so he got sideways, and they got in a real scuffle. And he wound up with few bruises and changed color in a few places. And so he got thinking about it. And he said, "Look here." He said, "I'm 27 years old." Of course, didn't act like it, but I mean, he said, "I'm 27 years old." And he said, I just don't have to take, you know. I mean, I don't have to be disciplined. I do as I please." So he decided about dark one evening, he'd walk off. And he did. And he walked toward the King Ranch, and that's no man's land. I mean, that's rattlesnake country. So he headed toward the ranch, not knowing that it was 35 or 40 miles to the first highway, number 77. He had a long stroll ahead of him. And that means if he went completely straight, and how he'd do it, over those sand dunes and through those bushes that were over his head and so forth. But he decided that he'd just walk off. And he did. And that night was a long, lonely night. And he got to circling. And he finally came in. And he told me the story. He said, "You know, Brother Olaf," he said, I got out there and it got dark. And he said, I didn't even know the way back. And he said, I realized that I was in real trouble. And he said, the coyotes began to bark. And he said, the more they barked, the closer they came. And the old boy was scared to death. I mean, he knew that the coyotes would be making sandwiches out of him before daylight. He said, "Brother Olaf, my eyes filled with tears." And he said, "I dropped to my knees." Amen. I like the way he said, "I dropped to my knees and said, Lord, if you ever helped anybody, help me now. And keep them cows off of me." And I tell you what, he said, "Brother Olaf, do you know that when I got off of my knees, I didn't hear another bark?" Now, you may not believe it, but he did. See, he thought he was running. But he was running straight toward trouble. And you know what? He started walking, not knowing where he was going. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, after walking about 13 hours, he came up on a drilling rig and waited another 12 hours, and they let him ride in to a city, Raymondville, Texas. Now then, he thought, "Well, I'm getting away. I'm pulling something real smart." And yet I suppose he had his greatest experience with the Lord. And he sat in my study, and he was so happy. He smiled, and he said, "I tell you, it's just good to be alive." Now then, Satan tried to hinder him, didn't he? He didn't want to take the discipline. He was, I tell you what he got in trouble for, and we face the same thing around here. He became a pack rat. You know what a pack rat is? Food stealer. He wasn't willing to toe the line like the rest of the boys, and so he's stealing food. He was getting food, and he was hiding it, and he's putting it up, and they finally caught him, and he didn't like it, and he put out his big foot and tried to kick one of my workers, and he nearly lost a foot. Hindrances. What are the hindrances? What are we going to do about the hindrances? Let me name some more hindrances. People who refuse to cooperate in simple things in the home. For instance, when you girls come, we ask you to memorize the books of the Bible. Just get your Bible and go right after them. Say, "I'm going to get these quick as I can. And I'm going right from Genesis, and I'll memorize five at a time. And I tell you, one of these days, I'll raise up that hand and say, I got them all." I'd get right after them. I'd do it. All right? I'll tell you something else. We memorize chapters around here, don't we? And some of you have been here long enough to know them already, but you haven't got after them. You're not cooperating. You're a hindrance. You're a hindrance. And you're letting the devil hinder you. Now listen, your mind is never going to clear like it ought to unless God clears it with his word. Here's what clears up the mind right here. This cleans the heart and clears the mind and gives you direction. And I hope that you'll memorize the scripture. But we'll never have a great home here. You'll never learn to sing. I'll tell you something else. You'll never learn to sing. These visitors came here. They said, Brother Olof, I've never heard such singing in my life. Not in my life. Said, I can't imagine those girls singing. You know why you learned to sing? First of all, you had an experience with the Lord. Second, you began to memorize the scripture. And then you got humble enough and you began to work at it. You memorized your songs. You don't have to have a book every time. We don't get up here and people get up. You know, have you ever seen people get up and sing a special, you know? Oh, they grab a songbook, you know, and they get so nervous and they get the book up like that, you know, right? Why, their voice can't even get out from the book. You take a lot of people, they get to singing, you know, where's the sound going? Why, listen, you ought to memorize the great songs. You ought to memorize what songs we're singing around here. And God will bless you. Oh, learn to sing. Learn to sing. The Bible said the children of Israel hung their harps on the willow tree and sat down to weep when they went into what? Bondage. When they went into Egyptian bondage. Oh, listen, hindrances. Failing to learn the songs, failing to pray. Let me ask you this, and this is a real hindrance right here, and that's what goes on back in these rooms. I mean the discouragements and the hindrances, and I'm coming up to something tonight. We're going to have a house cleaning around here. We're going to, you can't run over us in this home too long. We're going to, not the old veterans, you can't. You're going to either get right after you've been here for a long time, or either we're going to ship you. And when you stay around here and don't intend to straighten up and live right, and when you become a hindrance to these living, the Bible said, it'd be better that a millstone be tied around your neck and dropped into the depths of the sea than to hinder one of these little ones. Anytime you show a penitent broken spirit and your heart's heavy about your sin, and you ask God to forgive you and ask others to forgive you that you sin, my soul settled forever. But when there's an unrepentant attitude, and when there's people that's acting sassy and ugly and smart and saying, act like you're proud of your sin, you won't be here very long. Now, don't you new girls try that, because you're staying. I mean, I know a lot of y'all would try. You'd get as mean as a snake tonight if you thought that gets you out of here, but you ain't going nowhere. I mean, you're in the boot camp. And we're going to make a soldier out of you. I'm talking about some of these old soldiers that kind of got crossed up and acted like the devil. They're going to leave here. And it doesn't make any difference who they are. We're going to remove the old hindrances. And that would go for our workers, too. Anytime one of our workers steps aside, has the wrong attitude, the wrong spirit, he doesn't need to be around here. No, sir. Hindrances.
We're glad you've joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff and the message, Hindrances to the Home. If you would like to receive this message in a CD, you can write to us and ask for offer number RO2462. Please include the call letters to this radio station and include $10 to cover shipping and handling. We'd also like to have today's date. By ordering by credit card, you can call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. Our address, the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. During the month of September, we are offering a biography of Brother Roloff written by Marie Roloff and Bobby Glenn. The offer number is RO119, and the title of the book is Lester Roloff in Life and in Death. Also, a double CD called Singing from the Heart, offer number 2050. We've had many requests asking for the theme song of the Family Altar program, and that song is Stranger by the Sea, and you'll find that on this particular CD. When requesting this offer with Brother Roloff, singing many songs on the double CD, and also the book on his life, ask for the September offer, and include $25, which covers the CD and the book. To order by credit card, dial 1-800-772-7507 or write
the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. This is Gene Price, hoping you'll have a good day, and we're looking forward to being with you again here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at His feet, and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.